I want to ask about your approach in metastatic disease, but let's just briefly stop by neoadjuvant therapy of rectal cancer, because as long as we're talking about capecitabine, I'm curious right now what your approach is in a non-protocol setting to chemotherapy combined with radiation in rectal cancer.
Great question. And unfortunately, there's not enough data to really have a truly informed discussion. The dilemma is particularly important because very often therapy in the neoadjuvant setting is potentially curative. And this is a much tougher discussion in my own mind and with the patient than in the advanced or metastatic disease setting, where there's no curative intent and improvement in tumor shrinkage or tumor control can often be offset by convenience and other quality of life issues for the patient. The best data are with continuous infusion 5-FU. Oral capecitabine is eminently rational. It is clearly convenient and has lots of practical advantages, particularly when one's trying to coordinate multidisciplinary care for a patient who's trying to start many things all at the same time, and getting either a PIC catheter or a Hickman catheter to facilitate continuous infusion is a tremendous hassle. And when there are lots of hassles and things going on at the same time, there's always the potential for practical problems to arise. I wish there were more data with capecitabine in rectal cancer with long-term follow-up that we could have an informed discussion. The way I approach this, aside from the frustration that there is not data, and I think we in the academic community and those in the pharmaceutical community bear a little bit of responsibility for not having performed well-conducted studies to actually help settle this debate. There are lots of pilot studies, but those are not the same as the high-quality phase 3 studies that would be needed.
Which the NSABP, for example, is doing right now.
Correct. Going on now, but not yet back.
And it's going to be a while.
Yeah. So in this setting, I think continuous infusion is the standard of care. For patients who are not candidates for a PIC or a Hickman or some infusional regimen, then I think in that setting, capecitabine is entirely appropriate. But I try to have the distinction that they're not candidates for an infusional regimen.